Hello, this is Jay Flanley, the Beef for Beef's World, powered and then fueled by Pete's Sauce. Today, Bucks game review. I'm battling a little cold, so I apologize. My voice is kind of shot, but we'll do the best we can. Obviously a good win. Pulled away in the second half. Quarterback's pretty good. First time in his career, 400 yards, 5 touchdowns. To be perfectly honest with you, I ran out of things to say about Tommy in around 2006, so, you know, for one, much is given, much is expected, but what he does on a week-to-week basis is just ridiculous and, you know, crazy. 8 different receivers, Antonio Brown and Mike Evans, 2 touchdowns. Antonio Brown with a really good crossing route took it to the house. Godwin with 7 catches, Leonard with 4 checkdowns, Tyler Johnson got some work late, O.J., 2 catches, Rojo, Giovanni Bernard on a nice check down for a touchdown in the red zone, and Cam Brate. Receiving catch yardage average is 13.7. You know, just ridiculous. Defense really starting to come together. Ndamukong Suh and Shaq Barrett, big day. I believe that Suh forced the fumble on Shaq. Then now Lavonte David got hurt. And it looks like he's got an MCL sprain, so we'll see what's going on there. But, you know, Jamel Dean back, GPP back, Richard Sherman, Rondon in the shapes playing well, Jordan Whitehead bombing guys. Mike Edwards is probably the best third safety in the league coming in and doing well. And somebody like Ross Cockrell's come in and really developed, and he's a hybrid guy, so he's really valuable in this system. Defense did a good job. The goal every week is to hold the other team to 17 points, as BA said. Jacoby Brissett and friends had a rough day. This is a tough game for Tommy individually because he has really good relationship with so many different guys from the Dolphins. You know, Coach Flores, obviously. Jacoby Brissett's one of his favorite backup quarterbacks. Jason McCourty, Eric Rowe, Alandon Roberts, who he used to use as a dual threat, two sides of the ball guy. This is a good win. And, you know, team's progressing and playing well. 4-1 without Gronk and some of our other guys. Sean Murphy Bunting, Antoine Winfield, I guess, which should be back next week. He had a concussion protocol, I believe, and it's kind of hard to get back a week from that. But, again, we have a game this Thursday at Philadelphia. Another wonderful job by the NFL with their scheduling. Sunday night game, Sunday day game, and Sunday road night game, Sunday day game, and then Thursday road game again. I'm going to get this right. Let me do it again. Sunday night game at New England, Sunday 1 o'clock game against Miami, and then a Thursday night game in Philadelphia. Wonderful scheduling. They're all about player safety, though. And, you know, these idiots spent 2 years trying to ruin my friend over ball deflation. Idiots. We're about player safety. We don't want injuries. Pay attention. Watch your games. The good thing about today's game, by the way, the game got so out of hand late. You know, with the 3 touchdowns late in the fourth quarter. Blaine Gabbert got to get in. A lot of our guys got work. You know, some of our 3 running backs all played and got a lot of touches. So that's a good thing. We rotated our defensive front 7 guys too, so a lot of guys got work. Trending up, playing well, excited to win a game. And we got another one Thursday. It's going to be a short week, a lot of work. Have a preview coming up probably by Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the win, solid win. Playing well, turning up. This is Jay Flanley, the B for B's World, powered by and then fueled by Pete Sells. LFG, baby.